Что ты делаешь?
Открыть второй сектор. Как ты выбрался? Возвращайся в камеру.
Я сказал, возвращайся в камеру.
Let's give you a few friends to play with.
Пришли охранников.
Я пытаюсь.
Look out, sir.
How's things going down below?
How do you think I'm in a sewer?
Двери не открываются. Мы заперты. Включи тревогу.
Мы тут попали, мы полностью заперты.
Меня разводят.
Мать твою!
Нам нужна поддержка!
Ты что-то мне говоришь? Номер 2! Ты не
работай! I'm in position. Move to phase 2. What's wrong?
What's happening, Benji?
Oh, God, he's not going to the
extraction point.
Stay focused. He knows where he's going.
No, I won't. I will not open that door. Please, go to the extraction point, Ethan. I know what this means, but I can't. I'm not authorized. Go to the extraction point, Ethan. Go to the extraction point! Oh, we're gonna wait. Okay, I can wait. Okay, fine. There. We'll just screw the whole thing up on purpose. Jane, we're gonna have a slight delay. Why do you want to go in there?
Bakan? Okay.
Сейчас?
Да, да, сейчас.
I don't know what he's doing, and for some reason I'm helping him.
As long as he's where he should be in the sun lanes.
We have a passenger.
And you are?
Agent Carter.
Okay.
Who's your pal?
I'll tell you on the way. Light fuse.
Сергей, что происходит?
Все хорошо, братан.
I don't mean to bring up the elephant in the room, but what's with the big hairy Russian?
Who, Bogdan? He fed me intel. If I left him there, they would have killed him. So we're going to give him his freedom. Did you call in the sweepers?
Yeah, on their way.
Good. Benji, how is it you're here?
Oh, I passed the field exam. Crazy, right?
Yeah, crazy.
DNA test.
It's me.
It's procedure. I'm just confirming it's you.
You're very thorough. Sergei, are you not Russian?
First class.
Sweep is approaching. Brooms are out.
Roger that. Sergei,
Are you not Sergei?
Oh! You'll be fine.
Bogdan.
I always take care of my friends.
My friends.
Is Nessie bringing him along?
I thought it went rather well.
You ain't telling me what you were doing in a Russian prison?
You ain't telling me why you broke me up?
This was an arrest mission?
Let me put it this way. If the secretary wanted me out of there, it must be pretty bad out here.
We were after a file. We lost it.
We? Who lost it? You?
Agent Hanaway.
Where's Hanaway?
It was a letter drop. Classified file. It should have been a simple intercept. We knew which train the courier was on.
ETA, 2 minutes on the courier.
But there was one thing we didn't know.
Bobcat, your train.
6 minutes out.
Who the courier was.
It's now or never, Bobcat.
Courier delivering the file. What's his name?
Go ahead, shoot.
We are out of time. I need a name, folks. I can't track all these people at once.
Mark Stefanski, for the love of God.
You got it?
Marek Stefanski. Searching. I'll take it from here. You all right, buddy?
Hanaway dropped a mark and grabbed his bag.
Sit down. Get your breath.
He had the file in his hands. Easy in, easy out.
File secure.
But we weren't the only ones after it.
Bobcat, someone else has crashed this party. I'm not alone.
Local police?
No. Armed hostiles.
Hang tight, I'm coming. Outrigger, back him up.
Negative, Outrigger. Rendezvous, southwest corner, 60 seconds.
Hanaway's lens cam drew a facial match and triggered a warning. But it was too late.
No.
It was my op. I put him in the field. And she left him just alive enough for me to see him die. You know her.
Speedmarine, contract killer. Works for Diamonds. Who's in the file?
Russian nuclear launch codes.
IMF's been looking for an emerging extremist codenamed Cobalt. He's determined to detonate a nuclear weapon however he can. We know Moreau's worked for him before.
What else does IMF know about him?
As much as you do now.
But if Moreau's nuclear launch codes, you can bet Cobalt's gone from a person of interest to enemy number one.
We're here.
Why was he in prison?
He disappeared. After he and his wife, you know. I thought he'd just been transferred. Put on leave. There were rumors, though. Talk of an unsanctioned hit.
Welcome back, Mr. Hunt. In your absence, IMF has learned that Cobalt is or was a level one nuclear strategist for Russian intelligence. Therefore, the only way to uncover his actual identity is to infiltrate the Kremlin itself. In order to get past their checkpoints, you will be impersonating General Anatoly Fedorov. We believe Cobalt will do everything he can to destroy any record of his identity. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to penetrate the highly secured archive inside the Kremlin and retrieve Cobalt's file before he can destroy it. New intel suggests Cobalt is already en route, leaving you
4 hours, 52 minutes
to infiltrate. To save time, we've chosen your team for you. Agents Carter and Dunn. As always, should you or any member of your team be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck, Ethan.
What do you got?
We're going into the Kremlin.
I thought you said the Kremlin. I thought you said the Kremlin. Okay.
Releasing in 3, 2, 1.
Game face.
Товарищ генерал-полковник. Майор Егоров. Ваши документы, пожалуйста.
Начальство надо знать.
Я не могу вас найти.
Проверь еще раз, рядовой.
Егоров.
Извините, пожалуйста, товарищ генерал-полковник. Не узнал.
Ты пожалеешь, рядовой Егоров. Заткнись.
Thank you.
The nest is empty. Check in, team leader.
Over. Repeat. Check in, team leader.
Have you made it to the archive room?
Капитан, архивная комната!
Someone is piggybacking our frequency.
Team leader.
Awaiting your go sign. Standing by to detonate. Abort. Rendezvous 92.
Yes. So.
Our media is no more truthful than yours, American. But we both know that the real cause of the explosion was you.
Awaiting your go sign, team leader. Standing by to detonate.
The worst part for you, team leader, is I am the man assigned to make you suffer for it, for what you did to my country.
Поликлиника, не смысл. Заберись. Миша, помоги мне. Жена.
Доктора говорят, он счастливчик, что вообще остался в живых.
У меня есть к нему вопросы, он должен на них ответить. Поаккуратней! Готов машину.
Да.
Там проверь! Not a good idea.
Seemed like one. A minute ago.
Delta Echo requesting immediate evac. Rendezvous Alpha 113.
Confirmed. Alpha
113.
Details surrounding the intricate system of gas lines that run beneath the square are still forthcoming. The majority of those lines date back to the Soviet era and have not been updated in at least...
Анечка, я просто подумал...
Вот так.
Похоже, нам... We should leave town for a couple of days. Alex, you, me, vacations.
No.
Tonight.
But who was already started?
Just the three of us.
While Russian officials continue to blame a gas main break, experts are citing the shape of the blast area and the size of the debris field as more consistent with that of a said explosive, leading to speculation that this may have been an undeclared act of aggression. Although the defense ministry is maintaining that this is strictly an accident,
Anna,
Kremlin security
pack it back for Alex.
Cordoned off the blast zone.
We're leaving now. Anna! Anna!
We have work to do.
Thank you.
Mr. Secretary. Wasn't aware you were in Russia.
I'm not. Not since the bomb blew up the Kremlin. Yesterday, I flew in to accept the order of friendship from the Russian Prime Minister. Now, I'm headed back to Washington to hand the President my resignation. My chief analyst, William Brandt.
The pen? Pardon me?
The pen.
Ethan, what happened in the Kremlin?
Chief analyst, you say?
If you're implying that I made a bad call.
European male. 50s, about 6 foot, 180 pounds. Blue eyes. Who is he?
Crude drawn, but by your description, that could be Kurt Hendricks. 190 IQ. Served in Swedish Special Forces. Professor of Physics, Stockholm University. Specialist in nuclear endgame theory. Asked to resign. Well, because he's crazy.
Cobalt. You have to alert the Kremlin that one of their strategists has a nuclear launch device, and one of his operatives has the codes to activate it.
And what makes you say that?
I saw him leaving the executive armory bag in hand. He set off that explosion to cover his tracks. It could be weeks before the Russians know what's missing, unless we tell them.
They won't listen to us. As far as the Russians are concerned, we just bombed the Kremlin. The tension between the United States and Russia hasn't been this high since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And the blame, right or wrong, points to IMF. The President has initiated Ghost Protocol. The entire IMF has been disavowed.
So what happens now?
Now I've been ordered to take you back to Washington, where the DOD will label you as a rogue extremist and hang the Kremlin bombing on you and your team. Unless you were to escape somewhere between here and the airport, having assaulted Mr. Brandt and me.
Sir?
You would then illegally scrounge whatever material you could from a backup supply cache that I've overlooked, the same cache where your team are waiting for further orders.
Sir, you may want to...
You will then disappear, and this conversation never having taken place, your intentions would be unclear. But if anyone of your team is caught or killed, they will be branded terrorists out to incite global nuclear war. Your mission, should you choose to accept it. Ethan, you are my best man. And I'm sorry it's come to this, after all the sacrifices you made. If we don't meet again, I just want you to know I've always considered you a friend.
Stay down! Run! Run! Run!
Hey, 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 hey
God! We can't do that, God! We can't do that, God! What service?
Good job, Mr. Leg, yeah?
Из Ренковской тюрьмы сегодня съезжали двое заключенных.
А это кто? Что о нем известно?
Why would that work?
Why'd what work?
The flare on the body. Why would that work?
It did work.
Yeah, I know, but...
Wait.
But why? I mean, how'd you know that would draw the fire?
I didn't. I played a hunch.
Okay. All right, so what was your scenario? Right? There's a guy being shot at in the water. All of a sudden, starts to light up a flare and swim around? I mean, would you assume they'd be thinking?
Thinking?
Yeah.
I didn't assume they were thinking. I assumed they were shooting at anything to move. I just gave them a target. But these guys cut road scholars, you know?
It's really happening, isn't it?
Yeah. You know what that sound is?
It's all right out of here. All right, it's a green car. 47. I see three. Let's do it. Go. All right. 47.
I don't see it.
47. Whoa. Sit. Manifest.
Enter your code. Press enter.
Retinal scanner!
Retinal scan required.
Watch out!
Retinal scan required. Agent confirmed.
Ethan? Jeez, I thought you were dead.
We are.
Who's this?
Is it Donna Carter? William Branch, chief analyst.
Agent confirmed.
Welcome to the event for your death.
How will the world finally end?
Demit Job.
It is my job to predict the unthinkable. To treat the death of billions as a game. After 20 years of this, I was numb. Until a new question crossed my mind. What happens after the end of the world?
Are you sure your line is secure?
Every 2 or 3 million years.
Are you certain your line is secure?
Some natural catastrophe devastates all life on Earth. But life goes on. And what little remains is made stronger. Put simply, world destruction is an unpleasant but necessary part of evolution. What happens then, I wondered, when mankind faces the next end of the world?
I don't care what you have to do to get him to Dubai. I'll make it worth his while. Just do it.
I look to Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
I'll be waiting for your call.
Thriving cities, rebuilt from the ashes, monuments to the unimaginable, dedicated to the concept of peace. It occurred to me here that nuclear war might have a place in the natural order, but only if it could be controlled, only if it touched every living soul equally.
IMF now believes this man, Kurt Hendricks, is a nuclear extremist, codenamed Cobalt. Today, he was seen leaving the Kremlin with what is likely a nuclear launch device.
2 days ago, Sabine Morel killed one of our agents in Budapest and relieved him of Russian nuclear launch codes. Intel indicates she will check into the Burj Hotel in Dubai in 36 hours. Marius Wistrom is a known operative of Cobalt. Wistrom is currently en route to Dubai. For the launch device to work, Cobalt needs the activation codes. He's sending Wistrom to buy them from Morel. The secretary is dead. The president has invoked Ghost Protocol. We're shut down. No satellite safe house, support, or extraction. The four of us and the contents of this car are all that remain of the IMF. And as of this moment, any action is unsanctioned. So if you want out, speak now. Our mission is Hendrix. Where all that stands between him and his goal, nothing can be left to chance. Everyone connected with this man is considered an asset with valuable information about our target. No one can know we're still online. We lose Hendrix now, we lose him forever.
So, what's the play?
Wistrom will take delivery from her own 36 hours. Now, we cannot let the launch codes leave the hotel, but we need Wistrom to lead us to Hendrix.
He'll only do that if he has the codes.
Or if he thinks he has them.
Our objective is to intercept the sale. Place the authentic codes with counterfeits and follow Wistrom to Hendrix.
Well, that's simple enough. We snatch the codes, we gin up some fakes. Jane, you double Moreau and sell the codes to Wistrom, and Bob's your uncle.
And how do you propose that we just snatch the codes from Moreau?
We take her out.
Yeah, take her out, but, you know, discreetly.
Discreetly?
Yeah.
Right, she's an asset.
Right.
I get it. Sorry. Nothing left to chance. He said, I'm spitballing. You know, it's not all going to be gold.
We don't touch Wistrom.
All right.
Or Moreau. She'll answer for Hanaway, but it has to be when I stay. After we get Hendrix. Only pack what we need.
Yeah, absolutely. Only pack what we need. You never know.
Double Wistrom and Moreau, how do we keep them in separate rooms while having them think that they're in the same room?
We give the hotel a facelift. Wistrom will think he's arriving at Moreau's suite. But really, he'll be walking into our decoy room.
Well, double Moreau.
Downstairs, Benji will double Wistrom.
Masks.
And meet with the real Moreau.
And, what am I doing?
You? You're the helper.
Help. Okay, so to the extent I understand what you're talking about here, the Burj Khalifa, the tallest building in the world, and you want to alter its infrastructure with the hopes of convincing two people that they had a meeting which actually really never happened. Right? Camels.
Okay, 34 minutes to door knock.
Wow. Okay, and this is a slight wrinkle, but nothing to worry about. We're just going to have to go into the server room from the outside.
What?
Well, the firewalls on this building's server are military grade. I mean, this would be a cinch if I could call Yusuf back at headquarters, but Yusuf doesn't exist anymore, and neither do we. I could hack it, but it would take too long.
There's hardware in.
And there's four layers of next-gen security between us and the server room. There's no way we can get to it from inside.
If we can't get to the server, we don't control the elevators, we don't control the security cameras. This operation is over before it even begins.
I'm telling you, we can get to it from outside.
We?
I'm on the computer.
I'm just a helper.
What floor is it on?
130.
130? That does.
Pressure sensitive. Not enough time.
Elevator shaft.
Infrared sensors.
Not enough time.
How am I supposed to do this?
Oh, that's high.
Okay, now remember, it's a rolling off motion that disengages the bond. When the meter is blue, that's full adhesion. Easy way to remember, blue is glue.
And when it's red?
Dead. Here's your cutter, okay, and your server interface, both going back here. One, two.
Okay, Ethan, the hotel server's 11 stories up and 7 units over. Okay? Comm check?
Yeah. Copy. So,
it's 26 minutes to door knock.
Sandstorm. That's a long way off, Ethan.
Shouldn't be a problem. 24 minutes to door knock.
Where's Ethan? You gotta be kidding me.
Thank you.
I'm at server level.
Minutes to door knock.
The countdown is not helping.
Just saying.
Great, Ethan. You're halfway home.
Located server.
Please tell me we're online.
All right, we're live. Okay, I now have control of the elevators and the security cameras.
Time to redecorate.
Okay, you drive and look out for Wistrom and Moreau.
Rose at the elevators ahead of schedule.
Go.
We can't open this door, can we?
The door? No.
Ethan, you gotta get down here now.
Ethan, is there a problem? Ethan?
We're not gonna make it.
We have to make it. Where's Ethan?
Your line's not long enough! No shit!
That was not easy, but I did it. What I miss?
The lens might be a little uncomfortable. It captures images and transmits them to the printer in the briefcase. All right?
I can't see out of one eye of it.
All right.
Blink twice to activate the shutter. Notice the numbers are in order. A perfect copy. But the numbers are scrambled.
That? 60 seconds. Are you sure I shouldn't wear a mask? You know, because I'm not exactly Omar Sharif. I'll play it French. This is your tracking device. This is what you're tracking.
Paperclip?
No, it's the paper. It's in the briefcase. It's coated with isotopes, which give off a unique... It just means that you can track the documents even if they switch briefcases. Not that good. It's like half a mile. The safest thing to do would be not let Wistrom out of your sight.
Is that Wistrom?
Who's there with him?
I don't know. We don't have an uplink, so there's no facial recognition.
Who's there with him?
That's Leonid Lysenker, Polish-born cryptographer. He redesigned Russia's nuclear security after the Cold War.
He's here to authenticate the launch codes.
Yes, we are blown.
No, we're not blown.
Well, we will be as soon as he sees the counterfeit launch codes.
We're not alone.
He's in the elevator.
Delay them. Benji, how long would it take you to reprogram the case?
A couple of seconds. Well, what for, though?
To make an exact copy of the launch codes.
What?
Well, you can't do that.
Wistrom's on 22.
Slow down.
I'll do what I can.
Oh, wait, Ethan, hang on now. Hang on, just a second. You're talking about handing over active nuclear launch codes to Wistrom?
Reprogram the case.
Now, listen to me. Stop just listening. What you're saying, you're fixating. You're not thinking clear. It's not going to happen.
I won't let it.
33 and climbing.
Brand, use your head now. The mission's not the codes. The mission is Hendrix.
Then just let it play out. Give them bad codes, neutralize them.
You know that won't do it. Failure to a terrorist is just a rehearsal for success.
41?
We lose Hendrix today, he shows up somewhere else tomorrow. He finds another way with no IMF to stop him. No, it's now or never. Now, Brandt, give me the case.
Nothing. I'm keeping left to chance.
You said that. You're the analyst. Now, tell me there's not another way for Hendrix to get those codes.
50!
You tell me that this is his only avenue, right here, right now, today. You tell me that, I'll walk away. You go without.
Without Moss?
Jane needs to go.
Ethan.
We have no choice.
Ethan, you'd be walking on Moreau unarmed, face first, literally.
How do we know they've met?
How do we know they haven't?
Doesn't matter.
I have no choice.
Which one of you is Wistrom? Which one of you is Wistrom?
I am. I admire your work.
Sit.
Where are my codes?
Where are my diamonds?
Close by.
You have my payment?
When I see the codes.
Not to worry. Come in. I thought we could have tea.
Mademoiselle?
Monsieur?
No diamonds. No codes.
No codes. No diamonds.
Kill this one.
We didn't come alone. That hallway out there is a kill box.
You know who we work for.
We come back with the codes, or we don't come back.
How good is your backup?
The best.
Ask you of the best.
Do you care for some sugar?
No, just get this done.
You want payment? I want guarantees. When he's authenticated the codes, I'll make the call and you get your diamonds. That or
we all go home in buckets. Nobody leaves this hotel alive.
Get the papers. Is there a problem?
It's locked.
Ah, forgive me. There must be a key. One moment, huh?
Monsieur?
My mistake. It is a combination, not a key.
You tell me the numbers. Very good.
Zero. Zero. Zero.
Hey, I did as they were asked. I did. Now, let my family go.
Release Leonie's family.
Thank God.
You can thank him in person.
It was a pleasure doing business with you.
The elevator. I can't see Leonard though.
Reggie, calm down. Give me an elevator.
I've got a lock on Wistrom, but I can't tell.
He's still in the elevator.
Wistrom's
elevator.
Benji? Ethan, over. Benji.
Benji, I lost. Ethan, can you hear me? Ethan, can you hear me? Over.
Watch her.
Why me?
If I do, I'll kill her.
I wouldn't catch you, Appleby.
You and I are not enemies. Set up.
We'll find out your life soon enough. More. Sorry about this.
Go for Benji?
I've got Lee hit by the elevators. He's been shot.
What?
Hey, stay with me. Stay with me.
Jane, no!
Now, what happened with Moreau, Jane?
She couldn't help us with that.
Yeah, so let's throw her off the building.
I didn't throw her.
Let's throw her off the building. She was not the mission, Jane. The mission was to track the file back to Hendrix, who was in the wind with nuclear launch codes.
Here, I have good news for me. Is he here? I got it. Done here later. I'll be there. And no one will be following me. Just make sure no one's following you.
And how the hell did the Russians find us?
What are you asking me for?
Because you're communications. You're in charge of covering our tracks.
I'm sorry. You cannot afford to make mistakes like that now, Benji. You're not a technician anymore. You're a field agent. And you're just an analyst. Right? Right?
Who are you really, Brent? What are you asking? What am I asking? Let me see if I can put it in another place.
How does an agent with skills like that end up an analyst?
Well, we all have our secrets. Tell me, Ethan.
You tell me yours, I'll tell you mine. Friends in the region. Just sit tight. I'll send someone to get you out of here.
What about Hendrix? What's the plan?
The plan was for us to stop him together.
Well, what are you going to do?
Change the plan.
Wait, that's it?
What are we going to do? Go after him alone?
Do you care to explain yourself, Agent Brandt?
Was on a protection detail in Croatia, shadowing the assets, husband and wife. They were never supposed to know we were there. Whole thing's routine. It was a milk run. 3 days in, they caught wind that a Serbian hit squad was after our couple, but my team had it under control. We knew where they're coming, but I couldn't shake this feeling that I should warn the couple somehow. I wanted to find a way to let them know. But, you know, orders are orders, so I didn't. One day, my husband decides to leave the hotel and go for a run, so I follow him. And I leave two men with a wife. When I get back, my guys are unconscious and the wife is gone. Local police found her body 3 days later. What was left of her, anyway? That was my last day in the field. I couldn't face another life or death situation after that.
So what happened to the husband?
Never saw him again. Until 2 days ago in Moscow, when the secretary introduced me to Ethan Hunt.
No, that's not what happened. She left him.
Yeah. I heard that one too, Benji. But unfortunately, I was there. Just like I was there when the secretary got the phone call that Ethan was in custody for killing 6 Serbian nationals in cold blood.
An unsanctioned hit.
Yeah.
Disavowed.
Next thing I know, I'm on a plane to Dubai. Wondering the whole time, do I tell him? How do I tell him that I'm responsible? I could have warned him. I should have warned him. But I didn't. And she died.
Sergei, my friend. I told you I was getting here. Didn't I say?
I don't know. It's him.
Yes, it's him. You trust me, I trust you, right? This is the guy. This is the guy, the one I told you about. So, we can take these things off.
Sorry, he's a great guy, but he doesn't know you like I do. You understand?
So, you work for the American government.
And you're an arms dealer.
No. Sergei. He's independent defense coordinator, right? That's your very classy job. Listen, he's a friend.
Those diamonds are for Bogdan.
No. He's okay. We can have it.
Whatever arrangements you made with my cousins between you and him, you want something from me? You pay.
You misunderstand. I'm not buying. I'm selling.
You're selling? Selling what?
The future.
Yeah, I got all I need. Thank you.
Our countries are on the brink of war.
War is very good for business.
Nuclear war?
Go on.
I'm looking for a man named Kurt Hendricks. You may know him as Cobalt. In either case, I think you know what he wants. I'll bet he even tried to buy it from you at some point.
Go on.
He has case, he has codes. But they're worthless without a tactical satellite. I want to know where you get it.
A man with information like that would be a potential terrorist. And to your government, a potential terrorist is a terrorist.
If you help me, my friends become your friends.
Sorry. I cannot help you. I certainly cannot tell you that Russia quietly sold an obsolete technical satellite to a certain telecom in Mumbai.
And whoever gave them that idea?
An enterprising third party.
Working on commission.
Helping old friends, making new ones.
Can the satellite be shut down?
That would take special skills. You cannot do it alone.
In the bag.
It's our gear.
How'd you get it?
Made a friend.
Well, I'm glad we could help.
You can help now.
Look, Ethan, before we...
Whatever happened, happened. We still have a chance to clean this up, but we have to do it now. And we have to do it together.
Okay, so where are we going?
India.
India?
Sure, okay. Sure.
love the jet.
Where do you see the car?
Сидоров.
Как дела, дружище?
А, это ты? Да был занят другими делами.
Ничего, скоро и до тебя доберусь.
Я так понимаю, что ты ищешь американца?
Дальше.
И еще ты ищешь такое небольшое ядерное пусковое устройство, которое украли из Кремля только вчера.
Даже?
Я могу помочь тебе найти и то, и другое. Конечно, если мы сможем договориться.
Brezhnev.
Brezhnev, playboy, multimedia tycoon. On the surface, his entire network is state-of-the-art. But it's built on illegally acquired Cold War cast-offs, including this, the Novosti satellite. Hendricks needs it to launch a nuclear strike, and we have to shut it down before he gets that chance.
And to do that, we need to get the access code from him.
One way or another.
And if I don't, none of this works.
You can do this.
Yeah. A week ago, I would have believed you.
I don't blame you for what happened. She took someone you cared about. That's not something you just let go.
Did it make you feel better? When you killed the man who killed your wife?
We can't get them back.
Okay, to shut down the satellite, we have to manually tap into the central server. Now, you'll enter through the exhaust vent wearing this under your suit, drop down into the computer array, and I'll catch you, then move you along the relay room, and you jack into the panel.
Okay, so we enter the party separately as guests. You can quarterbacks while Gene gets
the codes from the billionaire. I switch off the fan, you jump into the computer array, and I catch you. You plug in the transmitter, then Ethan feeds me the codes, which I then use to pinpoint Hendrick's location.
Okay, yeah, you breezed over something I think really important, the computer array part, where I just jump.
And I catch you.
Yeah.
I don't. Why is that so hard to grasp?
Well, why? It's a 25-foot drop. And we're using magnets.
Yeah.
In light of our recent efforts, the technology is...
The science is sound. I'd be more worried about the heat.
And then there's that. What heat?
Well, it's like any computer, isn't it? If you switch off the fan, it's going to get really hot.
Of course.
Relatively, yeah.
Of course it will. So I'm jumping into an oven. Essentially.
Yeah, essentially. But, I'll catch you.
Great.
Check.
Saturn's got you 5x5, Jupiter.
This is Pluto. I have arrived at the party.
There he is.
Get us that code. Venus moving in on target. Hooks in. You do make an impression.
Why am I Pluto? It's not even a planet anymore.
Well, I think Uranus is available.
It's funny because you said anus.
In position.
Standing in the rover.
He's moving to you. Come here back. Don't want to make it too easy for him.
Are you going to be talking the whole time?
In 20 minutes, I want a glass of Cuvée Louis in every guest's hand. And make sure all of them have a bottle to take home by the end of the night.
Sure.
Impressed yet?
I'm more of a bourbon girl.
I'm Brizna. Welcome to my humble home.
He's emailing Venus, be Venus, be Venus.
Husband? Boyfriend?
Where are the co-workers?
Saturn, take the leap.
Okay. Jumping now. Jump now?
Yes. Commit. Jump.
Jump.
Jump. And I catch you. Now.
So, you're sure about this suit, right, Reggie?
Pretty sure.
Now you're pretty sure.
Jump.
Oh, okay.
Jump.
Jump!
Did you jump?
Should I not have jumped? Because I jumped!
Stand by. I'm playing a hunch. Don't hit me.
I would like to show you my collection of art.
I was waiting for you to ask.
Then you have to find me.
Run.
I'm heading upstairs.
He's not your type. Completely not your type. He's completely cold. I'm hot. Like all Indian men are very hot.
8 o'clock.
Hot. Very hot.
He's at your 8 o'clock.
As you move towards me, you're getting hotter.
Too much.
I see you. I heard you have one of the finest private collections in the world.
Well, at the very least, it's private.
Saturn, how are we doing in the relay room?
In position.
See the satellite.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
I don't think so.
Need those codes, guys.
All originals from Shuttleford District.
You know, the tantrics believe that the Sadrishna chakra hides our most subconscious of desires.
Uplink to satellite, reboot to original military specs. Download the virus.
What the hell is that?
What the hell is that?
The hell is what?
It's going haywire!
It's downloaded a virus from the satellite.
And you're securing the server.
Before we can kill the satellite.
Hendrix is reprogramming the satellite. He's going to have launch.
Something wrong?
No.
Jane, we gotta move. We need that code.
Finally, we're alone.
Venus, now's the time. You kick his ass and get the code.
We are alone, aren't we?
No one will interrupt us.
Move and I break your neck. The override sequence for the relay station. Say it now or never speak again. The code.
Benji, what happened?
The systems crashed. We're too late.
No. He revealed himself. Benji, can you pinpoint Hendrix's location?
Hendricks is signaling out of a state-run TV station 6.7 miles from here.
Send me the coordinates. Good work, Brent. Now get the hell out of there.
Back me up!
Can't tie it off with that. Meet me at the rally point.
That's the Benji district throat! Wait! Stop!
Take me through! He's not responding. A little bit of patience will be appreciated.
Seduce the rich guy. Satellite weaponized and online.
Upload the new authentication codes. Lock Russian Central Command out of the system. Isolate the sub. We'll fire just one missile in apparent retaliation for the Kremlin.
That should start the ball rolling.
I'm here, Ethan! How long until Hendricks can launch a missile?
Less than 30 seconds!
You know the route.
Turn left, up ahead. Take the alley on the right.
We have uplink.
Ethan!
Hendricks has started the launch sequence.
How much time until missiles are flying?
3 minutes!
We're 3.5 minutes out.
We can make it. We can make it.
Связаться с центральным командованием для подтверждения запуска.
Слушай.
Приступить к операции «Железный кулак».
Команда на запуск подтверждена.
Отключить радиопередатчик.
Конец связи.
Ethan, we're too late.
The missile's in the air.
There has to be a way to abort the warhead.
If there is one, it'll be on the launch device.
And we're going to get that case.
May there be peace on Earth. Disable the relay.
Get Winston inside, inside!
Western destroyed the relay. Ethan went after Hendricks in the case, but...
It doesn't matter if he has the case. We can't transmit the abort codes. Well, it's going to be pointless if we don't have any power.
Wistrom. I'm okay.
You are not okay. She's hit. If you stay here and cover Benji.
Benji, get this thing rewired and back online. I'll get the power on. We can do this. Comes on, these two drives go into Visk Bay, okay?
Oh.
Mission accomplished! Трогать его!
This one is mine. So, we are not enemies. The phone call from that arms dealer in Dubai. You wanted me to find you. How else to believe this? Hospital?
And in other news, 8 weeks later, the debate continues. Eyewitnesses remain adamant that the object was some sort of aircraft, but officials with the Department of Defense insist it was simply a meteor large enough to be visible during daylight.
You actually said that out loud. Mission accomplished.
I said it.
You're still corny, Ethan. Yeah, I can't imagine the look on that guy's face.
Hey.
It must be them.
Through the Stickle, the firm of Carter, Dunn, and Brent.
I blew an entire weekend on the bottom of the San Francisco Bay. Well, thanks to you, Clarence.
No, man, you know I got this.
I know. I'll see you in Kandahar.
Hey, thanks for meeting me.
So I hear the insurance company's refusing to pay the claim on that car you crashed, Ethan. Something about intentional 100-meter vertical drops not being covered.
Go figure.
How's the leg?
Still working. You?
Feeling.
I'm fine, by the way. I mean, I'm not actually sleeping, per se. You know, cold sweats, middle of the night. All these people are just happy and smiling, and they are completely oblivious to the fact that they were almost vaporized. And if it hadn't been for
dumb luck,
was it?
I mean, look, we were unprepared, in the dark, disavowed. And the only thing that functioned properly on that mission was this team.
I don't know how we ended up together. I'm glad we did.
Your missions. Choose to accept them.
Hey, look, I'm in. Seriously, I mean, it's not as if any mission is going to be rougher than the last one, is it? That's just bomb. Is it?
Thanks, Ethan. Thank you.
Agent Hunt?
Agent Carter. Brent.
I'm not picking up that phone, Ethan, because I don't think you want me in the field. I know your wife is dead. I was there in Croatia. I was there for one reason. One. And
нашли об. It was my job to protect her.
How do you know she's dead?
Where is the body?
Did you see it?
You killed those Serbians.
I had to get her back.
He was sent to Rankow prison.
That was a sacrifice I was willing to make. IMF suspected Hendricks had people in Rankow.
The six dead Serbians was the ideal cover.
Why not want that?
Secretary never told me.
I accepted the Rankow prison mission on one condition. That no one could know she was still alive.
But you're telling me. When did you find out that I was in Croatia?
I pulled your file after India.
Right. So you had to fake your wife's death.
As long as we're together, she can never be safe. It wasn't your job to protect her, Grant. It's mine.
So we're good.
We're good.
Thank you. Thank you.